going on, guys? It is Sunday, February 9th. And this is just a Kansas City Chiefs fan having a reaction to the Super Bowl that finished. The final score of this ended up being 40-22, but it clearly wasn't that close. The Eagles played very well. They were the better team by far. And they ran over Kansas City, but Kansas City, you know, as I've said, the Kansas City Chiefs, they had a good, this has been a good 7-year run, you know, seven straight AFC championship games, 5 conference titles. They've been to the Super Bowl 5 times. Now they're 3 wins and 2 losses, losing to the Buccaneers and now the Eagles. And they've also, under Andy Reid, have won, I believe, 9 division titles, 9 or 10 division titles. This has been quite a run, and it's a run that I have been very appreciative of. It's a run that I've enjoyed, and I'm not mad at this loss. I'm a fan of that has been pretty critical of them going as far back as the late 80s with some of their decisions, the way they played, etc., tackling, what have you. They've had, and with this current iteration of the Chiefs, it has been really more of an inability to correct the most obvious glaring positional problem, which has been left tackle. And they've made decisions where they'd refuse to pay certain players. They would patchwork it with a 1-year deal here or there. Draft picks that didn't pan out. And that's just been the last 7 years. They have just not been able to solve that problem. And when you take one of your best guards in Joe Tooney and you slide him over to left tackle, a position he hasn't played since either high school or college, I can't remember exactly, it creates an unbelievable problem. When you come up against a group of pass rushers that can flat out play. And in their loss to Buffalo in the regular season, that was exposed immensely. It was glaring. And you could see it in the amount of one possession games that they had, that they just could not protect the left side, the backside of Patrick Mahomes. And they've ran through so many left tackles. And when your last resort is to move your guard out to tackle and put in basically a second unit guard in Caliendo, you are going to have 2 weak positions on the left side. And it was just an apparent from the snap, the opening snap, the amount of problems with protection on the left side was so glaring. He was harassed all day. And he was sacked 6 times. It is just something that as a fan you're mad. As a fan it sits with you. It's something that just really hurts. But you get past it. I mean, it's not like you play on the team or anything. But you know it does provide some sadness. But of course, you know, there's always an idiot out there, and I've talked about this fucking douchebag before, and and I'm not a fan of some of his sports takes, and this is one that I don't agree with at all. And this is from Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports, and let's hear this minute and 30 seconds.
All right, Mercy press conference. Still third quarter, but the Chiefs have embarrassed themselves on a national scale. Absolutely demolished by the Eagles. Patrick Mahomes looks like a JV quarterback. Now, it doesn't take away from the fact they got three titles. It does stop the conversation, which didn't really bother me. I thought it was funny, like cutesy. People comparing the New England Patriots dynasty and the Chiefs dynasty, they don't even belong in the same field. The Chiefs would never, ever beat the Patriots dynasty, not in a million years. Patrick Mahomes is not Tom Brady. Tom Brady has never puked on himself how Patrick Mahomes just did. I know Patrick Mahomes doesn't like Barstool, big deal. That's not why. He was awful. Couldn't rise up. Horrible throws, no protection, fine. But Brady would have found a way. So let's just end that. There's a big difference between six Super Bowl rings. Brady has seven total, but six Super Bowl rings and three. Patriots have never embarrassed themselves like that in a big game ever. They've never been blown out like that in a Super Bowl. They lose a guy's ball, gets stuck on their helmet. The Chiefs, you know, everyone said they were a paper tiger this year. It turns out they were. Didn't belong in the same building. And really, I'm not going to say they tore down their legacy, but they'll never, ever, 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 ever be mentioned in the same breath as the New England Patriots ever again. And rightfully so. Mahomes isn't the same league as Tom Brady. Andy Reid not the same league as Bill Belichick. And, you know, I'm glad we got a terrible game, but at least it settled that debate.
Okay. Couple things. Let's talk about Tom Brady. Okay, let's compare the like. All right. There is so much in that statement that is absolutely infuriating. And it just goes to how stupid he fucking is. And if we ever were in, you know, face to face, as they say, I would tell him he's an idiot. Because you can't sit there and say that the legacy is dead and the comparison should not happen when Mahomes is not done playing. You have no idea what's going to happen. He's in his seventh year. He's been to seven AFC championship games in a row. And I'm talking 7 years as a full-time starter. I know he's in his eighth year, but seven in a row. He is in his fifth Super Bowl in 7 years. He's the first to get to five Super Bowls before he is 30. He is one of very few quarterbacks to take a team to three straight Super Bowls. So to say that he, and not only that, he's not even 30. So this guy has, if he wants to, another 10 years in front of him. He could match Tom Brady's 20-something years as a quarterback. It's very possible he can play that long. You have no fucking idea what he could possibly do over the next decade to cement his legacy. He could still very well get another three or four Super Bowls and tie Tom Brady at seven. He could very well still get to eight. This guy who's already been to five before 30 could very well get to 10 as Tom Brady has and get to it even earlier. In terms of passing records, he's already broken Tom Brady passing records or surpassed what Tom Brady has done by that same age range. So to say that Patrick Mahomes should not be mentioned in the same breath as Tom Brady is asinine. Now, we can talk about the teams themselves and break it down in this manner. And Tom Brady benefited greatly from the AFC East. The AFC East was for 18, 19 years he was there, they were a dog shit division. You win all those games, that's six to eight wins right there, which they often did because the Miami Dolphins during that period sucked. The Buffalo Bills were trash and the Jets were a non-entity. There was such a cupcake division that you could just pencil them in as division champions and an automatic wild card every year for well over 18 years because they were that fucking bad. And what was amazing to me is how fast Tom Brady left when the Bills began to gain traction under Josh Allen. That's when Tom Brady packed his fucking bags and went to Tampa Bay because he knew he was never going to win the AFC East again. He knew he was never going to succeed in the AFC again with Josh Allen's ascension with Buffalo. And he also knew that Patrick Mahomes, even though they did get the Super Bowl, he would not have been able to do that with any other team that was built to win other than Tampa Bay, which he handpicked because we all know Tom Brady was never going to pick a team that was lesser than so that he could really cement his legacy by leading that team to a title. He couldn't do it because he's not that good. And I know everybody likes to sit there and talk about how great Tom Brady is, but let's just be honest here. When you are part of a cupcake division and you basically pencil yourself in as a wild card team every year, because let's just be honest, guys. You get those six wins, and then you have another 10 weeks you could pencil in, prepare for maybe four of those teams, you're 10-6, and then you're off and running. And we saw who they were in that Super Bowl when they were undefeated. They ran through the playoffs, and then they walked in, and then they got basically beaten to shit by the Giants. And let's just be honest here. Is Eli Manning better than Tom Brady? Because he beat him in every Super Bowl that they played. Is that make him better? I think so. I mean, if we're gonna measure it off of Super Bowls, he beat Tom Brady twice. He deserves to be a little higher on the echelon, but on the mountain, if you will. But if we're going to sit here and talk about dynasty to dynasty, Mahomes is not finished. You can't say that. When his career is over and you want to measure it up, fine. But to say that he would never have beaten Tom Brady is horseshit, because the team, the Tom Brady Patriots, were never challenged because he didn't play anybody worth a fuck for the better part of 18 years. And now we can point to those one-offs when you know every year, that once a year run where they had to play the Peyton Manning game. That's when they got up to play. But when you watch them throughout the year, the course of the career, when you watch the Patriots over the course of those 18, 19 years, they never really dominated anybody. They never blew anybody out. They never fucking stepped on anybody. They never dropped 40, 50 points on a team and walked out, in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. They never did it. They never were a team that struck any fear whatsoever into anybody because they played in a soft period of time. And to say that Portnoy doesn't know what he is saying. He's just being a fucking imbecile. When Mahomes' career is finished, then we can clearly look at it and be like, all right, good, bad. Compare, I don't know, let's see. But we can't do that. We can't do that. And to sit and now let me just say this. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady at the helm. And there were meltdowns in the fourth quarter with the Patriots. There were miscues in the fourth quarter with Tom Brady and his receivers. It did fucking happen. And I also know that the Eagles also beat the Chiefs in a straight beatdown. What does that mean? What does that say about Tom Brady? I mean, what does that say about Patrick Mahomes? I don't know. I mean, again, it's not finished. It's just an asinine statement to make. It's just a fucking stupid thing to go, oh, they can't be in the same breath together. Why not? Why not? You know, why not? There's nothing there from that Tom Brady did over the course of his career that would justify not being in the same room. Fucking, what are you kidding me? The dude falls out of bed every season with six divisional wins. He's already won the title. He's a division champ. Already done. He's got six in the bag. Then he kind of has to get up for Peyton Manning and the Colts. He has to get up for that one-off with the Ravens. You know, if he does it right, wins that, all of a sudden he's got eight wins. And now you got to pick off a couple of NFC guys. Let's see. This team is, you know, 6-10 this year. That's an easy one. Now we're at 9 wins. And let me go find this guy over here. You know, this other NFC team, they're 3-13. There's your 10 wins, 10-6. Book it, wild card. Or, you know, top, you know, first round bye or whatever. Like, I mean, it was that was the Patriots for 19 years. They didn't struggle. They didn't have to, like, really get out of bed 90% of the year to do anything. So, anyway, guys, Portnoy is a fucking idiot. He always has been. And that's it. Later.
I want to break your soul in two.